This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day visit to West Bengal and Assam beginning today. The Prime Minister will first travel to West Bengal, where he will flag off India's first Vande Bharat sleeper train between Howrah and Guwahati, Kamakhya, at the Malda Town Railway Station in the Malda District this afternoon. More from our correspondent.
With the introduction of the sleeper version of the Vande Bharat Express, long-distance train travel in India is set to become faster, safer, and more comfortable for common passengers. The Howrah-Guwahati route is among the most significant rail corridors in the country, supporting the daily movement of lakhs of passengers. The visits to major pilgrimage centers like Kalighat Temple and Kamakhya Devi Temple will become easier, safer, and more convenient. The Saraighat Express takes around 17 hours to cover the distance between Howrah and Guwahati, and in comparison, the Vande Bharat sleeper will complete the same journey in just 14 hours. With Dipendra Kumar from Guwahati, Saklayan Akhtar, Akashwani News.
Prime Minister Modi will also dedicate to the nation and lay the foundation stone of multiple rail and road infrastructure projects worth over 3,200 crore rupees in a public function at Malda district in West Bengal today. Later in the evening, the Prime Minister will travel to Assam to take part in Bagurumba Dhuao 2026, a historic cultural event celebrating the rich heritage of the Bodo community in Guwahati. India and Japan have unveiled new initiatives to push bilateral cooperation in the sector of artificial intelligence and critical minerals during the 18th strategic dialogue between the two countries. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi yesterday, the External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and his Japanese counterpart Toshimitsu Motegi participated in the dialogue in the national capital. Mr. Jaiswal said that the two leaders launched a new AI dialogue and also decided to convene a joint working group on critical minerals. The Enforcement Directorate, ED, has filed a formal prosecution complaint or charge sheet against Managing Trustee and Chancellor of Al Falah University, Jawad Ahmed Siddiqui, and others under the Prevention of Money Laundering Act, PMLA 2002. The ED said the complaint was filed before the competent PMLA court against the accused in connection with the alleged generation and laundering of proceeds of crime, POC, linked to Al Falah Charitable Trust, Al Falah University and its allied institutions. The agency's investigation is based on FIRs registered by Delhi Police following a car blast near Red Fort in Delhi last year. In Maharashtra, the BJP has emerged as the clear winner in the state's civic body elections across 29 corporations. The Maharashtra State Election Commission had declared the results for 2,784 out of the 2,869 seats across 29 municipal corporations till midnight. The party has emerged as the single largest party by winning 1,372 seats so far. Breaching the bastion of the Thackeray family, the alliance of BJP and Eknath Shinde-led Shiva Sena also secured a clear majority in the Brihan Mumbai Municipal Corporation elections by bagging 118 out of 227 seats. In Delhi, amid the deteriorating air quality, Commission for Air Quality Management invoked Stage 3 of the Graded Response Action, GRAP, in the entire National Capital Region with immediate effect. The decision was taken after the air quality index in the city recorded at 354 last evening, which falls into the very poor category. Several Indian nationals have arrived in New Delhi late last night from Iran amid escalating regional tensions in the region. The arrivals follow the advisory issued by the government urging its nationals in Iran to leave the country in view of the volatile security situation. The Ministry of External Affairs has said that it is closely monitoring developments and is committed to ensure the well-being of Indian citizens. In the Men's Under-19 Cricket ODI World Cup, India will take on Bangladesh in their second A Group A match at Bulawayo in Zimbabwe this afternoon. The match will start at 1 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.